Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of Ukamba by Inkabizezwe. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Inkabizezwe is a duo made up of South African stars Sjava and Big Zulu. And they made up this is a brainchild of the two, which has been in the making for a few months. And they finally made it happen. They dropped a single, the first single from Inkabizezwe, Umba Imbai, a few weeks ago. And now they've dropped the 12-track album, Ukamba, on May 12th, 2023, under Warner Music Africa. It is 48 minutes, 43 seconds of runtime, and there's only one collaboration on there, and it is produced mainly by two producers, Stallion and Ruff. Let's get into it. I've always sort of found Big Zulu to be intriguing, just the way he dresses, and then he's this like ultra Zulu rapper. It's mind-blowing, and he raps on pretty, you know, new age type hip-hop beats, and it's like, okay, this is something different. And on the other hand, Sjava is like this ultra Zulu R&B hip-hop mashup, mostly R&B, and that was really like soulful stuff. And again, from a beat perspective, you know, he can go whichever way, but he can do it as much on, you know, the Western influence type beats as much as, you know, the maybe traditional Zulu influence type beats. And together they decided, hey, it'll be a great idea to just create this album. And well, this duo, this new collaboration, and here we are. I kind of knew what I was expecting from the two, but there was something pretty interesting when I started listening to Inkabizezwe. Right from the intro, which is the title track Inkabizezwe, where Big Zulu was doing a lot of singing. He didn't rap, he sang. For Sjava, totally understood, that's his lane, that's his style. But for Big Zulu, this was a different take. Then same thing on like track two, Kyalami. I'm like, wait a minute, what's happening with this album? But it totally made sense. What they were doing was appealing to that, to traditional Zulu forms of music. And you actually find in Southern Africa, it's not always about the pipes, like holding chords or something. You sing a certain way and you don't have to necessarily be the best vocalist around for everybody else to relate to you. Sjava's got way more finesse in his voice, and he already does that style, but Big Zulu doesn't necessarily have it. But the way he held these two songs, man, was fire. Absolute fire. And it clicked. It made sense to me. Big Zulu actually tapped into the Big Zulu-ness on the song Siyabonga, which means thank you. And that's when you really got a mashup of the two worlds as individuals, where Sjava came in with his soulful thing and Big Zulu came in with his Zulu rap thing. And it's like, okay, I get it. But the tempo of the album really, by this point, hadn't picked up at all. And even when you go to a song such as Omunye, which is very catchy in terms of the chorus, very simple, easy to sing along. And it's one of those songs, like, it's a weekend, you're doing something around the house, and you're going to catch yourself repeating the words over and over again. And it's catchy like that. Now, watch out for this when you listen to Omunye. something about it reminded me of Ringo Matlingozi's Sondela. Just listen to it and tell me what you think. Like, you know, send me a message, drop a comment wherever you find your podcast. Please tell me, what do you think about this song and Ringo Matlingozi's Sondela? Do they sound alike? Up until you get to about track 5, which is Umbai Mbai, the one which was released earlier and which is sitting on a cool 3 million streams on Spotify, by the way, and many more on YouTube. The sound is nostalgic. It takes you back to a certain time in music, and I think a lot of that music is really maybe late 80s going into the 90s, a little bit of the slower stuff, and some of it reminiscent of the legendary Shwi Nomtekal. Wow, man, like, they tapped into that. It's only when you get to track 6, which is Uthando Lunye, now you get into some beats which are kind of recognizable from, you know, modern day, if you want to call it that, like more recent times. That and the song Ema Pusheni, I think they really tap into Sjava and Big Zulu as individuals, even sonically, particularly Ema Pusheni. For me, that's a Sjava type song, straight up, like 100%. Immediately after, you get Slow Jams, that's a Big Feel, which is, man, it just hits your soul. There's something about Sjava's vocals on this that connects with you. It hits you. It's like, hey, this guy, man, this guy, you know, and in the way it's presented, it just makes you think of like, yo, think of like when you're dating someone and you haven't seen them for a day or two and you're like, yo, I just need to go see my girlfriend. That's what you get with a song like Slow Jams, I said Big Feel. And really throughout Ukamba, I think I got the sense of where they were taking this. They wanted to bridge a gap between music they grew up listening to, or music they grew up being exposed to through their parents, their relatives, or older siblings, and really putting that into a project. And this fits perfectly into who sort of they present themselves as, with the way they dress, like the Kavela loafers, Brentwood pants, and golf shirts, you know, like true 80s, early 90s, or well, 80s and 90s fathers from Ekas, you know. That Inkabizezwe persona is a perfect extension of Sjava and Big Zulu. Simple, straightforward. And the way they tap into their Zulu culture makes it even better. It's natural, it fits, and stylistically, from a musical perspective, it is them. They're not going or straying too far away from what they're already doing. Just gave it a different spin, packaged it really nicely, and here they are. Now, when I look at that and consider that, I don't think this is a project that's going to appeal to everybody, or it being a project that's going to do crazy things outside of Southern Africa. And I mean South Africa in particular, for sure, because of the Zulu culture, but then there are extensions of the Zulu culture, like the Ndebele people in Zimbabwe, and then other places that would just resonate with that. It could be, you know, a bit of Eswatini here and there, maybe a little bit of Botswana, but in Southern Africa there are people outside of South Africa exposed to this type of music and would have even grown up listening to a lot of these types of sounds. So I think that geographical extension really is going to be mostly Southern Africa, and maybe a few people that are just interested in, you know, the different styles coming out of South Africa. But in general, it's not going to be your album that's like, wow, worldwide hit or whatever the case may be. But for what it is, it works perfectly, and it is highly niched, such that with maybe about half the tracks really tapping into the nostalgia and everything else, and even from a subject matter perspective, what you're actually gonna get is this is gonna be one of those albums that's gonna be played a whole lot in homes, and you can play it, you know, at family gatherings, or while you're preparing food for family gatherings, things like that. And, you know, in the hoods, wherever, it's gonna be huge, absolutely huge. And it's going to bridge a gap between old and young, young and old. Other than that, there's not too much more I could say about it. For me, this album is a solid 7.5 out of 10. I think I would have preferred mostly the nostalgic element to it, far less than the newer sort of, you know, hip-hop beats and all that. There's not that many of them, but when they appear, you kind of know. I really just liked this, everything about it, the packaging, the album cover, even, you know, they're wearing traditional Zulu sort of animal skin and everything else. Man, you couldn't go wrong with that. And then the whole, their personas shining through the music, and even how they just dress up and presented this whole thing, man, this is epic stuff. Absolutely epic. And like I said, if you're within that Zulu culture or an extension of or exposed to since you were young, man, you cannot go wrong with Ukamba. It's a good album, and it's a good start. I really want to see where they take it. I hope it's not one of those cases where, you know, they announce this big thing, it does well as a project together, then they just drop it or don't bother following up with something else. I think for now there's so much they can do with this in terms of promoting it and using it as a platform to further their careers. But yeah, Inkabizezwe, for me, they're here to stay. I'm looking forward to even more albums from these guys. I think they've got it in the tank to give us at least two more albums in the next few years. So let's see how it goes. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omoto, Son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.